Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Williams reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to second. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler fires to first and picks off Larry. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Zernial moves to second. It's Tigers 2, Red Sox, 2. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Consolo reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 0 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive towards first. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from White and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline moves to third. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Virgil strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bud Byerly now pitching. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Billy Consolo. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is hit by the pitch. Marty Keogh pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keogh scores. Stevens moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Leo Keeley now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Martin reaches second base with a double. Keane goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Tigers. Al-Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline is walked intentionally. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.